Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we jammed a lot into the first hour of the program. We still have 3 hours to go. Yes, it's that time of year, Scrabe, where the Gwynn and Chris program is back to a four-hour affair from 2 to 6 every day, weekdays anyway. And you can also catch us, you know, on the YouTube. Watch the show, chat along with everybody else. I understand the chat's lively today, Scrabe, as I would expect.
I actually think the chat is very fair today.
Fair.
I do. Okay. I do. There's
How do you think the host of the show's been? Fair?
I think it's been fair. I think you've been feeling the way that a lot of other people feel. And it's just hard to have it all just end in a, like, last year was hard too because they didn't score for like 5 games, it seemed like, but it was really 22 innings. And then this year, they barely scored. I mean,
it was 24 innings last year, just to, you know, clarify. It was 27 innings of very little this year. As I said, you total up 51 innings, and it's probably not fair to do that, but it makes our point a 447 OPS. Over 51 innings of playoff baseball, that is 150 points lower than the player who had the worst OPS in baseball this year. That's how bad that is.
My thought about this.
I don't think you can win a series. You're pitching in this series. Did you know the Padres pitcher struck out 35 in this series and walked 3?
Wow.
They had a whip of 1.04.
Jeez, I did not realize
that.
They
had an ERA of 2.16. I don't know what else you could do. Defensively, the Padres played perfect. Am I mistaken? Did I miss a play? That they missed one? I don't think they missed a single play. Padres were letter perfect. Defensively, they ran the bases. They pitched, you know, lights out. That's lights out pitching. I mean, you got to win that based on those numbers. You're going to have to find some way to change this offense.
When I take a step back and look at this season, it's all for me going to be about the missed opportunity to win the division because you don't have to go on the road. They were right there. They had the lead, and then they gave it up. Every time the Dodgers lost, they lost. They were losing to bad teams. They lost to the Twins. They lost to the Orioles back-to-back. Like, that stuff is the stuff that you need to take care of in order to go deeper into the playoffs.
I don't think that that's wrong, but I can't guarantee that it's right. And the only reason I say it is because we've seen a lot of number 5 and 6 seeds advance. It did seem, though, like this year's team definitely needed to be at home. Right?
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is that stat I kept bringing up. The Padres played 12 series this year against teams with a winning record on the road. They only won one. And that's what they were attempting to do in Chicago, was beat a winning team on the road. They couldn't do it. At home, they beat almost everybody they played. So, yes, we've seen 5 and 6 seeds go all the way to the World Series. So there was no guarantee. But for this year's team, it did feel like being at home was going to really matter.
More than ever.
And, you know, they weren't able to do it. They weren't able to pull it off. Look, they were 69-52 on August 13th. The rest of the way, they were 21-20. That's not a collapse, but it just wasn't enough. You had to do better. And they didn't, and they, you know, ended up going to Chicago.
It's a tough place to play.
Of course it is.
We need to pay off on what we said we were going to. Go through the ninth inning.
Okay. A lot of people are going to say, forget all of that stuff. Forget the hitting. Forget the whatever it is. You need a new manager. You need a new GM. You want to, you know, the owner to change the color of the City Connect uniforms. Whatever's going to do it. Didn't matter. It was the ump who stole it from us. First of all, we know that the Padres had plenty of other chances.
Yeah.
The umpire did not go 3-for-26 hitting with runners in scoring position.
He did not go 0-for-11 at the top three of the order in
he
game
did
three.
Not. But that call was really was unforgivable at that moment. And, you know, Bogart said it after the game. I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. What do you want me to do? It's over. There's nothing. It was horrible. There was even video of Bogaerts going off the field, which I think we should discuss for people who...
It was actually the umpires going off the field. Bogaerts
sorry,
was in
the umpires
dugout.
Going off the field had to go through basically where the Padres exited as well.
Which seems like a really terrible idea.
Really stupid idea. I didn't see any security there. Maybe one guy...
There was one guy who was kind of like...
He would have been pretty helpless had the Padres really followed
through. Yeah, you got professional athletes
through.
There.
The Padres were so angry, pretty hard to blame them in that moment. And it did look like it was Bogaerts who was doing a lot of the yelling. Fortunately, nothing happened out of that.
I also saw DJ Rayburn yelling at Bogaerts. If you're the umpire...
And you can't yell there, then, yeah.
You have to just keep walking. I don't care if they engage you, if they're saying horrible things to you, you have to keep walking.
But isn't that... I mean, and if that's what happened, but isn't that really the complaint we all have about it, baseball umpires?
Is that their egos take over? Or
yes,
they have to be a part of the show?
Confrontational.
Yes.
They're confrontational.
It's a problem. Why does Manny need to stand in his locker 10 minutes after he loses and the season's over, but an umpire doesn't have to sit in front of the media and answer why he called that ball a strike?
Well, he choked. That's why. I answered
well,
it
but,
for
but
you.
No, but I want to see him sit there and get some questions from the media. I think the umpires are too protected. And again, we're not blaming the loss on the umpires, but next year... This isn't even a thought. We're not even talking about this. We're talking about the great use of ABS next year.
You know what? I want to just warn everybody. Because I had a referee meeting last night. And, of course, when I got my basketball referees, and I went around all the referees, and, of course, everybody said, can you believe the umpire blew that call?
Yeah, right?
And I said, yeah, referees suck. What can I say? But...
That's funny.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is the ABS will be in next year. But you know... And I know that it's going to be reversed next year. The Padres are going to throw a pitch. It's going to be crucial. It's going to be a ball. The umpire's going to call a strike. The batter's going to tap his helmet. And the Padres are going to lose a strikeout. And the team's going to score a run on it. That's what's going to happen. Because the ABS is going to be there for both teams. Don't forget. The other team can tap their helmet, too. I know in this case, sure would have been nice.
It would have been.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't have the ABS. I'm just saying, understand that it's going to go both ways next year. The Padres will have some calls taken away from them
yes.
because of the ABS.
And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Okay.
If I'm a Padres fan, if I'm a Cubs fan,
yeah.
and they go to the ABS system and they say, oh, it's actually a ball. I have to take that because it's a ball. Like, I can't be mad. And I hated what the play-by-play. I can't remember his name right now.
Kevin Brown.
Yeah, Kevin Brown. He's not bad. I actually enjoyed him a little bit. But he said that, oh, it was a great framing job by Carson Kelly. The framing doesn't mean anything to me.
Well,
it's not a strike.
It won't mean anything with the ABS because that'll just tell you cut and dry. But after Bogaerts walked... O'Hearn was hit by a pitch. That put runners at first and second with nobody out. Then Bryce Johnson was hit by a pitch. That loaded the bases with nobody out. Cronenworth came up and hit a soft tapping ground ball to the left side. I got to tell you, that is a not talked about play, but that was an incredible play that Shaw made to throw him out by an eyelash.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought no way he could get him there. But he did. No matter, though. Padres had the bases loaded. Runners moved up to second and third. A run scored. It was now 3-2. That, of course, is replaying the inning with Bogarts actually getting the walk. The next guy with one out was Fermin. He flied to center. Guess what? That's a sacrifice fly that would have tied the game.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that the call wasn't huge would just be not telling the truth. It was huge. It's not the lone excuse. It may not even be a excuse because it doesn't matter. But to say it wasn't a factor, DJ Rayburn choked. And I just think, you know, I think forever, I know when he comes to San Diego, and I'm not going to try to incite anything.
Yeah, please don't.
But when he comes to San Diego, the fans are going to remember, and they're going to boo this guy relentlessly for a long time. And, you know, but to me, I don't even know if they'll send him to San Diego. If they're smart, they wouldn't.
I wonder if they'll.
Because we'll remember.
People won't remember. They'll be like, who is the umpire who called Xander out?
Do you know that there is not a Charger fan anywhere that can't recite the mistake that Ed Hockley made in a football game at Mile High Stadium against Denver 30 years ago?
Was it the Jay Cutler thing?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what happened.
I don't remember all the details, but I guarantee you, if I say the name Ed Hockley to a Charger fan, they remember.
Oh, Tyler said, not to mention, Rayburn grew up in Cubs territory.
Yeah.
Ah!
He's from Michigan.
Why are you putting Midwest guy behind the plate, Gabe Three Chris?
That's stupid.
I know.
All right.
You're not stupid,
we'll
Tyler.
Take a break. When we come back, we'll take a little break from it, but we're not going away from it. We have our countdown, top five reasons the season is over. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Tony, hopefully, will be back from the airport here. The club flew in early this afternoon, and we'll get his views as Gwen and Chris continues going all the way to 6 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The old Dallas Cowboy running back, long, long time ago, Dwayne Thomas. He was kind of a mercurial running back. He finished his career actually with the Chargers, but he was one of the heroes of Super Bowl VI when the Cowboys beat my team, Scrape, the Miami Dolphins. But prior to that, Dwayne Thomas lost a couple of playoff games. I think he lost the Super Bowl the year before. And they asked him after the game, you know, his thoughts on losing a Super Bowl, and he said, "I look at it this way. If that's the ultimate game, then why do they play it again next year?" And I've always thought about that. When a season's over, we'll have another chance next year. It will come.
It will, but
not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
Yeah.
Waking up this morning, I just felt a little
empty.
Hollow.
Yeah, a little empty. And you know, you did a little thing on the chat there. Getting people's
a poll, yes,
a little poll on what you think the team needs. What were the choices there?
The choices for the poll, let me pull it up real quick. I can't find. Oh, there it is. It was, what do the Padres need to change for 2026? More power hitters, new manager, better pitching, new GM. Thankfully, new GM came in last, but there were still votes for new GM. I don't know what AJ Preller did, but
I don't know. There's a lot of people. I want to say a lot, but I've heard a few whispers. People think maybe it's time. I don't agree with that. I'm just saying I feel like I've heard some whispers.
I've definitely heard the whispers as well. I don't know how much I believe the whispers.
I don't either. I mean, you know, all good things have to come to an end. He's been here a long time.
Is it like 15 years at this point or no? 10, 11, 12?
Yeah, we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. But the power hitter thing.
Yeah, that one, by the way, 76%.
76%.
New manager, 9%. I mean, there are a lot of people.
Always some manager people.
There are a lot of people disappointed with some of the, I guess, perceived stubbornness throughout the year.
Well, look, it's okay. The stubbornness is one. And the other thing to be, you know, feel some type of way about today is that's 2 years in a row that Mike Schilt's guys have not really brought it big time in the postseason. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, you, I don't know if you want to blame the manager, but I think there's probably people who feel there's a, you know, a connection. I mean, you know, you want your guys performing at their peak right now. Instead, they were not even performing at medium level 2 years in a row. That is something that may bother some people.
When Mike Schilt took out Michael King, and again, this is not the reason they lost, I was like, why?
Yeah, I didn't get
why?
That one either.
I know that he started out a little wild, but he found it.
No, he looked
struck
good.
Out three guys, and then he just comes out.
He looked good.
That could have provided some sort of spark, too.
Well, the bigger mistake was if you're going to warm Mordejon up, you might as well bring him in to face Bush.
Yeah.
Why leave Suarez in to face him if you're going to warm Mordejon up?
That was a gut punch.
So
that was the realization that
it's 3-0 gut punch. It was. Even though they rallied in the ninth inning, we'd already lost it. Felt like we lost it in the seventh inning there.
Yeah.
Couple of quick notes because there are some other things happening in sports. Not a lot, to be honest with you. It's, you know, there's no baseball playoff games today.
Should I have the gambit ready or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have it ready. We'll do a couple of gambits. We'll talk about the Aztecs play tonight. Your guy, Lamar Jackson, he's your fantasy guy, but he's out officially.
Yep.
I love how the Ravens just, like, wouldn't say a word all week. Like,
I could have started Matthew Stafford last night.
You know what
night.
I mean? It's just not, it's not national secrets, you know? I mean, it's a football game. Oh, we can't tell you. It's a secret.
Maybe they were trying to see if he was going to get better.
Well, then just say that at least. They didn't say anything. Tired of that. Jaden Daniels going to be back in for the Commanders against the Chargers. Charger tackle Joe Alt, though, big deal again. He's out. Ankle. Brock Bowers going to play Sunday for the Raiders. McCarthy's still out for Minnesota. Wentz for the Vikes. Those are some of the big football news things. All right, let's gambit it real quick, Scrape.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Before we get into the bets, football talk on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, Scraby, I'm trying to put the Padres season behind me as quick as I can.
Oh, yeah?
I'm ready. Look.
Oh, Aztec
got my
shirt.
Gear. I'm going to the game tonight. I have to go to the game because Lori's Colorado State. So we're going to have a little, you know.
How's Colorado
divided
State this
family.
Year?
They're 1-3. Oh. So hopefully the Aztecs can beat them.
So as good as they were when I went there.
Yeah, right. Friday night out at Snapdragon. Aztecs favored by 5.5. That seems like a lot for a team that can't really score, the Aztecs. But their defense can score. So I'll take the Aztecs. I'm not going to root for Colorado State. Let my wife do that. Who do you like here, Scrape? You
them.
Are a former Ram, so I get it if you want to take the points.
I don't cheer for Rams sports.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Aztecs. I can see them winning by a touchdown.
Maybe 20-10. Are they going to actually give up some points? The Aztecs have had two shutouts and a field goal game defensively so far.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. All right. Tonight, also game one of the WNBA Finals. Hopefully, at least for a week, the WNBA can get away from all this controversy, but they can't.
They can't.
All anybody wants to talk about is their stupid commissioner and the stupid thing she said about Caitlin Clark, which anybody could tell you was stupid.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark made $3 million straight up on NIL at Iowa. She had a $28 million deal with Nike before she ever got into the WNBA. And then the commissioner says she ought to be, what was it, kissing our boots?
Something like that.
Because groveling. we're giving her a platform? Are you kidding me?
That is someone who is really, truly out of touch.
Everyone in the WNBA wants this commissioner.
Oh, she's gone. There's no way she stays.
Anyway,
next you're going to get a boycott from the players.
Well, they've already talked about boycotting because they don't like how much money they make, and that's another issue. But tonight, maybe they could do some basketball. Game one, Vegas -3.5 against Phoenix. Phoenix is on the road. The Mercury were the number 4 seed. Las Vegas was the number 2 seed coming into the finals. But Phoenix, of course, took out top seed Minnesota. And they're a maniac of a coach.
Yes.
Who stormed onto the court and tried to punch it out with the referees. I mean, the WNBA just lost their mind.
It's kind of like Jerry Springer a little bit. You never know what you're going to see.
Stop doing that. Yeah, people are going to start saying what you just said.
I'm going to go with Vegas.
Vegas. I'll take Phoenix. I don't know much about Phoenix. I do know that their leading scorer is somebody named Satu Sabali. I like the name. 16.5 points for Phoenix. I say she goes over. Satu Sabali. For Phoenix.
I'll say over, too.
Why not? Tomorrow, I'll just do one. Who gets more runs, hits, or RBIs in game one? Plus runs plus hits, RBIs. Ohtani or Judge? Ohtani faces, of course, the Phillies. Judge faces the Jays.
More
hits runs plus run. Hits plus RBIs.
I can't. You don't even
want to do it, do you? Because you just don't want to even talk baseball right now.
I'm going Judge.
You're going Judge there.
I'm going Judge because it was so annoying to see the Dodgers celebrating.
I don't know that they'll be celebrating, but I'm going to take Ohtani because Philadelphia is just such an easy hitter's ballpark. So I'm going to take him in this particular one. All right. Couple of college football games that are pretty good this weekend. Alabama 11.5 over Vanderbilt. Now this seems ridiculous, but Vanderbilt is ranked right with Alabama. I don't know what's good. The world has lost its
because
you know,
they lost Alabama loses to Florida State and they fell so much.
No, but Vanderbilt is like 11th. What is Vanderbilt doing there?
I don't know.
Vanderbilt beat Alabama last year. I like Skyler's Crimson Tide here. -11.5. They're going to remember last year.
You know what? I'll go Vandy.
Attaboy. Go with the Doors. Commodores.
Oh.
One more. Miami of Florida -4.5 at Florida State. Rivalry game at FSU. This is the game that Miami used to win every year because Florida State would miss a kick wide right. Have you ever heard that?
No.
In that series?
No.
Oh, yeah. They'll wear T-shirts all over the place at the game. Miami fans will wear wide right. Because Florida State lost 3 years in a row, missed a field goal wide right at the end of the game.
That's brutal.
Yeah, it was back in the day. Who do you like here? Miami's ranked number 3, I believe. Florida State did beat Alabama, then lost to Virginia.
I'm going to go Miami.
On the road?
Yeah.
Just for good old Bobby Bowden, who was one of my all-time favorites. I'll take Florida State. And then Sunday, Dolphins -1.5 at Panthers. First of all, how could you ever favor the Dolphins? But they are. It's at Carolina. This is Miami's chance to make me feel like they have a little bit of a team. I'll stupidly buy into it. Take the Dolphins on the road. Carolina looked pretty good at home a couple weeks ago against Atlanta.
And then they laid an egg last week.
They did.
I'm going to go with the Panthers, though.
Yeah, I don't blame you. All right. There's a little daily gambit. When we come back to the Padres, our countdown, top 5 reasons that the season ended, period.
yesterday.
It's over. So why did it happen? Why?
Why did it? Why? I gotta find it. Oh no,
How could this possibly have happened?
Oh, here it is.
How did this happen?
There he is. What is that, like Super Bowl 48? I mean, that's like a long time ago.
It was the 2020 Super Bowl right before everything shut down.
Right before the shutdown.
Because Jimmy G saved the Bay Area by losing the game and overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders, and so there was no parade in San Francisco.
There was one in Kansas City, and a lot of people got sick.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I remember some of that.
Yeah, so Jimmy G is actually a hero for overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders.
It's not the only reason Jimmy G is a hero, believe me. All right, Gwen and Chris back with more as we roll towards 6. It is a Friday, so there's that. By the way, in the other two playoff series that ended yesterday, Scrabe, the heroes were Dingler and Schlittler.
Yeah, two great names.
Two great names, right?
Dingler
hit the home run for Detroit. And Schlittler, who's going to just really cause somebody some problems one of these days.
Oh, someone's going to stumble, but you could say it was me misspeaking a name.
Yeah, that's true. 12 strikeouts. What a performance for a rookie in his first ever playoff game for the Yankees last night. All right. Yeah, it was 3-1 Cubs, we know. And it's the Cubs that go to Milwaukee. Now, we're going to have our top five reasons why the season is over. That is our countdown. Before we get to that, Scraby, I want to remind everybody that this hour is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. Right now at Staples, save up to $125. That's off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends November 1st. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. You know, I read these things sometimes and little thoughts pop into my head. Like, exclusions apply. The reason I say that is I don't think they would turn anybody away from getting their print job done. But they probably have to put that because some guy came in once and wanted to reprint the Dead Sea Scrolls or something. You know what I mean?
I think they would be glad to.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Somebody probably tried to take advantage of something, so they have to put that in there.
I wonder, you probably can't bring and print like swear words or derogatory
right.
terms.
Very good. Yeah, you're so probably right. It. Yeah, I want you to reprint this. It's a list of the 7 words you can't say on television, and it's in really big letters.
Yeah, and I need 150 copies of it.
Now, that's a good point. So exclusions apply for all of you thinking of doing that. All right, let's get to our countdown, Scray. But do we have traffic?
Yes.
Oh, people need traffic then.
Yes, they do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now time for Gwen and to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, here we go. I walked in and I told Scraby, I said, we're doing our countdown today, and it's going to be the top five reasons why the season is over. And you said, I was afraid you were going to say that.
I kind of figured that was going to be it, but I wanted to test the waters.
You were hoping maybe we'd do like, you know, a breakfast cereal one today.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one.
Yeah. We're not doing that today. Top five reasons why the season is over.
Number five.
I'll start. The stars were not aligned. And that just means you, Manny, and that means you, Fernando. You're the brightest, you're the best, and you have to be. It's the second playoff in a row for Manny. It's the first one for Fernando. Fernando went crazy last year, but I just don't know where he was yesterday. He just looked lost, and maybe hitting is just that hard. But
I would think it is, but...
Yeah, it still looked like he was even beyond that lost yesterday. Three strikeouts and four ABs. The two of them combined to go 2-for-22. And without that, I don't see how you're supposed to win. I guarantee you, if Harper and Schwarber do that, the Phillies will go home.
Oh, yeah.
And if Judge and, you know, whoever you want to name.
Jazz Chisholm.
Whatever, you know,
or Cody Bellinger.
Got somebody better than him. Yeah, Bellinger. But, I mean, you know, anybody. If Ohtani and Freeman do that, the Dodgers will suffer. Your best got to be your brightest, and they were not. That's number five.
All right. My number five is something that I was like, oh, Chris, stop talking about this in the beginning of the year. But the overall one is lack of power this season. But yeah. The specific one was lack of three-run home runs. They hit, what, 11?
10?
They hit 10.
Yeah, it was the lowest. It was by far the lowest mark in baseball. They did hit 6 grand slams, so that made up for it a little. But they hit all of those in the last 2 months of the year. So the lack of the three-run homer just frustrated me all year. And there we were yesterday, down 3-0 in the ninth inning. And I'm going, hey, if we could just get a three-run homer here. And I'm like, eh, I'm dreaming.
I mean, I definitely thought it. I definitely thought it,
of
for sure.
Of course we wanted one. But it just didn't happen this year.
Number four.
All right, number four for me. You know me. I ref basketball. I hate ever blaming anything on the refs. But DJ Rayburn made my list. He just did. It was such a choke. I couldn't stand it. And we already discussed what the inning might have been like. And that's the deciding game. That's just the one you can't miss. And to me, you know, if you're an official, you're an umpire, you can't blow that one. Your senses have to be heightened. He called what'd you say, 96% according to the charts?
I believe
charts?
It was 96.
So
was
that's
high.
Good.
It was high, but all three calls went against all three of the biggest calls went against the Padres.
They're only going to remember one. DJ Rayburn's my number four reason, because despite all of the stuff we've talked about, if he calls that a ball, we might have won the game.
I understand
why we wouldn't be doing the list right now.
I understand why some people are saying you can't think like that, because you can't think like that.
I know.
Because you never know what happens.
No, you never know what would have happened after. You're right. But maybe the next guy, O'Hearn, would have hit a two-run homer, too.
Could have.
So, yeah. I get what you're saying.
You put Bogaerts on, though, and it's bases loaded, and you're putting major pressure on the pitcher, on the defense.
It would have changed.
Things could have happened. All right, my number four... It's something that Chris told me all year, too. So I'm just stealing Chris's ideas all year. Couldn't win on the road. They just were terrible on the road this year. They were good at home, bad on the road.
They were okay on the road against bad teams. They couldn't beat good teams on the road.
Okay, there you go. Right? That's what they finished. Make it more specific.
They finished 38-43, which isn't awful, awful. But it is when you consider they lost all their series but one on the road against against good teams.
There we go. That's more specific.
That was a biggie.
Number three.
Number three was the injury to Ramon Laureano. I feel like that was important. I know you can look at it as an excuse. That's fine. However you want to do it. Again, the 6-7-8 lefty thing just hovered over the whole series. It was just there. And it wouldn't have been there if Laureano was, you know, in the lineup. Number one. Number two, he was one of your best hitters all season, or since the minute you got him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I should include a little Jason Adam here, because the Padre bullpen, as good as it was, would have even been more dominant, most likely. But they lost because of you know, the batting order wasn't what it was going to be. And that injury hurt. I hate to say excuses because I think there's other things that ranked above this. But that was on there. It was something I thought about throughout the series.
Number two.
Wait, I didn't go yet.
You didn't go yet.
My number three.
Number three for you.
I'm going to talk more about this on the Scraby Show, which starts at 6 p.m., but Luis Arraez not being moved in the lineup when we saw that it needed to maybe be thought about. It wasn't really anything that was thought about, so I'll expound more.
Yeah, it was, you know, the stubbornness is something that I never really bought into, but a lot of people did, and a lot of people are saying, I told you so today.
I know, there's a lot of I told you so's today.
For sure. Number two for me focuses on a man who is a United States Army officer and Union Major General in the American Civil War. He actually fired the first shot in defense of Fort Sumter, the opening battle of the war. He also fought in the Battle of Gettysburg. His name? Abner Doubleday. He's my number two reason why the Padres season is over.
Okay.
He invented this stupid game. You know, I mentioned it earlier. It's, again, people say, well, you're just letting the team off the hook. I'm not. If you listen to the whole show, we're clearly not letting the team off the hook. But this is baseball. Most of these teams lose.
There's only one
that wins.
And
the game is a game of failure. And the Padres failed miserably this year, last year, but they're not the first team ever to go through this. It would be one thing if one guy just totally coughed it up and then you kind of, you know, heaped it all. But this, to me, was baseball. And, you know, you get the call. You get a ball to drop in. The Cubs don't get some soft shots dropping in. Whatever. Different game. You win. We're talking about how great you are today.
Mm-hmm.
So Abner Doubleday gets my number two slot.
Shout out to
Abner
Doubleday.
Yeah.
My number two is going to be what you said already. Laureano getting injured when he did. It would have, like you said, split up the lefty-lefty-lefty. Don't know what would have happened, but Laureano being in the lineup would have helped, I think.
Number one.
I couldn't hit. And that's it. Number one, the hitless wonders. We went through the stats. I don't really want to say them a million times. We got to find a way to, you know, put some offense together in the postseason.
Someone on the chat said, GD Abner.
You're upset with Abner?
You're upset with Abner.
Yeah. It's just they didn't hit. That's the number one reason, isn't it? They played, I said it earlier, they played really sterling defense, stole some bases, did what they could, bunted a little bit here and there.
All right, my number one is superstars didn't superstar when it mattered.
Okay, so my number five was your number one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Your big guys got to come through. You know, we said it. If, you know, if Judge goes 1-for-12 and drops a fly ball in center field, the Yankees lose the World Series. Well, that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
So, and, the, you know, as I said it earlier, the Dodgers did this almost every year for like a decade or two. Doesn't make me feel a lot better, but misery loves company, as they say.
Misery does love company.
All right, there's our Big Five countdown, or the countdown.
Big Five.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did we just create a merged segment?
A merged segment? No, the Big Five will be on its own segment in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll also play a little round of Chris versus the fans.
At some point.
Yes, we got to try to get it in. Tony Gwynn Jr. should be here anytime now.
Yes.
So we're looking forward to his arrival. He came home with the team today, and we appreciate the fact that he is on his way in. Because, I don't know, that felt like a couple of days off after that game yesterday. I don't know. But, you know.
I do appreciate the effort.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, he's a gamer, just like we knew. Let's talk for a second, Scraby, about where they go from here.
Oh,
we'll get into it a little more with Tony when he gets here. But I'm looking at the team and I'm saying, all right, what are we going to change? We got to change. You know,
Tupac had a song called Changes.
Who did?
Tupac.
So did David Bowie, but what's that mean?
I don't care about David Bowie. I like Tupac's song.
All right, fine. But I'm just matching you with my Changes songs.
I didn't know there were so many songs about Changes.
There's at least two.
Okay.
There's at least two. But I'm looking at... All right, so, you know, the manager I think is silly. I think the general manager is... You know, not the way to go unless there's something happening and they just have had enough with
a change in general.
Right. I think those changes are idiotic. So I'm looking at the team. I'm looking at the hitting. I would love to bring almost every bullpen guy back. I don't think Suarez will come back because I think it's just time to
get a player option.
Give it to Mason Miller and go with everybody you've got. The starters will be interesting. You can be a little more specific on some of these contract things. But the thing I'm really focused on is the lineup. How are we going to make the lineup better? And I don't know what they're going to do. Fermin is the catcher next year.
Yes.
Cronenworth is the second base. Bogarts is at short. Manny is at third. Laureano is in left. Merrill is in center. Fernando's in right. Those things are all pretty much guaranteed at this point, unless there's a trade made.
Yeah.
A flat-out trade. So... Yeah, you know, the only position I didn't mention there is first. And so I think that's going to be where something has to be done. And that means the guy I defended all year, Luis Arraez, is probably the guy I'm going to have to say goodbye to because I think that they need a different something there. That's my first thought anyway.
What are your thoughts on Ryan O'Hearn? Getting him back for the long term so that he can play first base because he's a free agent.
Where are the contracts? He's a free agent.
He's a free agent. Jose Iglesias is. Dylan Cease is. Luis Arraez is. And then Robert Suarez, player option. Wandy Peralta, he's coming back. That's a player option, I would assume. Michael King's going to be an interesting one. Elias Diaz is going to be an interesting one. Remember, they get Joe Musgrove back.
Yeah.
So Nestor Cortez is also a free agent, but they get Jason Adam back in arbitration, and they got guys like Johnny Brito, who's still pre-arb. They got a lot of good things going on with the contract situation. Randy Vasquez is still in arbitration, so he can be back next year as a piece of the
rotation. I just think
the
team is going to look really similar to this year. I'm not blowing it up. They did win 90. Let's not totally forget about it.
You're right.
It's hard to forget today, but they won 90. They pushed it. They had a shot at it. I think the team's going to be pretty much the same, but I do think you're going to see them have to do something at first base. I almost think, not that they would ever or should react to their fan base, they almost have to like send the message that they're making a change somewhere in the lineup. Because we just can't, you know, we don't want to see this again.
All right, in a fantasy world, Chris, are you paying Schwarber what he wants to come here?
In my fantasy world, right, O'Hearn's at first, Schwarber's the DH.
Yep.
And they move the fences back.
Because Ryan O'Hearn's going to make a good amount of money, but I don't think that he's definitely not making Schwarber money.
It's not my money to spend. So, I mean, those are still ant questions that have to be down the road. I know Schwarber's going to be out there. But
he's going to be very Schwarber's going to be very expensive.
Hit 56 home runs, people.
He's going to break
Alonso,
the bank.
Right. So I don't know that they'll break the bank. But sure, I'd love Schwarber. I have a bad feeling, though, he'd come here and somehow hit 29 home runs. I mean, other than Greg Vaughn, who's ever really cracked the ball over the wall here?
Fernando, 45, right? Or 42?
Okay.
He says okay.
Yeah, no, he did. He did. I'm giving you that one. What do you think?
K-Law says Schwarber is seemingly going to be with the Phillies for the rest of his career. I don't disagree with that.
No,
but
I don't either.
I mean, if a team's going to be able to pay him, it's probably a big market team like the Phillies.
I just think that right now everybody's probably thinking we got to tear it all up and shake it all down.
Adam Klug has a great point. Schwarber would come here and hit 29 home runs, aka lead the team in home runs.
He would lead the team in that category. All right. Thanks, Adam Klug.
Let me get the rim shot for that.
Yeah, that was funny. Funny.
It's funny when facts are involved, Chris.
All right. Tony Gwynn Jr., coming in after traveling home with the ball club. We'll get some thoughts from him and more Gwynn and Chris. Here we go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.